It's Tuesday, July 7th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The Secret Service weighs in on MSP breaches, robocalls, and where did the PPP money go? This is the Business of Tech. The U.S. Secret Service sent out a security alert last month to the U.S. private sector and government organizations, warning about an increase in attacks on managed services providers per reporting in ZDNet. The alert indicated that the Global Investigations Operations Center has been seeing an increase in incidents breaching MSP solutions and then using those to attack internal networks of customers. The alert also includes best practices to be used by MSPs and their customers. The article additionally highlights ConnectWise's alerts and the June 2020 vulnerability. Just to put a cherry on this, Exchanging, an MSP focused on insurance and financial services, was breached by a ransomware attack and alerted authorities on Sunday, July 5th. Why do we care? There are a number of obvious reasons to care. The surge in attacks themselves, the number of breaches, and the public attention this article alone has being in much more mainstream media. That last one was almost the subject of this. But instead, I'm going to talk about the regulation angle. Think about the analogy of what is happening with ransomware. Gangs of armed criminals are entering businesses and holding those businesses hostage. If this was happening in the physical world at the pace we see, there would be cries for government intervention and funding for more police action. We're not seeing it at that level because it's virtual. Don't be fooled to think that that means the action isn't coming. It's just moving so much slower. One of the reasons I think government regulation is coming for technology is because of the massive impact on society and business in a battle that is being lost. This isn't getting better, it's getting worse. To think that will go unanswered is naive. The Supreme Court has struck down a provision in U.S. law that let debt collectors make robocalls to cell phones. The decision ruled that the law violates the First Amendment by favoring debt collection speech over other speech. Why do we care? This is a quick one, but we care just from a policy perspective. Robocalls are generally such a problem that the FCC can enforce, but is largely ineffective at collecting fines. It's not just about having the laws, it is about enforcing them and funding that enforcement. The U.S. government released details on who received loans under the $660 billion Paycheck Protection Program. It's not a full breakdown of the entire program. Instead, it focuses on loans larger than $150,000, and 86.5% of loans are less than that. The program also still has $130 billion still available. Some highlights, thanks to the hustle. Big states got larger shares of the money. California businesses ranked first at $68.2 billion, followed by companies in Texas, New York, and Florida. A few industries received about half the funds. Topping the list were healthcare, professional services, construction, and manufacturing. More than $30 billion of the loans have been canceled, but were not entirely clear why in every case. Why do we care? Well, if you didn't get a loan and need one, there is still money. Let's start with that headline. From yesterday, we talked about industry alignment in terms of impact. I'm a bit surprised to not see more services companies taking up the bulk of this, although we don't have enough insight to really know for sure. There's a key set of dates coming up: the expiration of this program and the expiration of the extra unemployment support. We'll see more based on events related to those. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreon site. Have you enjoyed the extra editorial content? Have you seen the videos on YouTube? Would you like early access? Patreons get early access to the content and get to ask questions and contribute. Editorials are picked from polls that are happening in the Patreon community. And you get to directly support the production of this show. If you like what you hear, if you want to get more, and you want to get more access, join at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening, and I'll join you again tomorrow for another episode.